let's get you caught up on some fast-moving developments today in politics and diplomacy. Turkey has agreed to a 5-day ceasefire in northern Syria. President Trump proclaimed that a great day for civilization, even though it was his sudden decision to pull U.S. troops from Syria that led to Turkey invading and killing Kurds, U.S. allies. In Washington, Trump's chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, is making news. In a press briefing, he said there was a quid pro quo in Ukraine, that Trump did, in fact, hold up military aid to Ukraine to get Ukraine to investigate baseless claims that Democrats were involved in election interference in 2016 and that Joe Biden was involved in corruption. Again, not true. Let's bring in NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Michelle, quite a day. So we have, after days of the president saying no quid pro quo, Mick Mulvaney saying yes quid pro quo. How are they squaring this? Because EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is testifying behind closed doors that the president told him in a phone call no quid pro quo.
Right. I mean, Mick Mulvaney is trying to say, look, this is a normal way of doing business. You know, this president doesn't like foreign aid and Ukraine is a corrupt place. So we held it up. And he gave some specific examples. He said they held it up because of corruption. They held it up because of that the Europeans were not giving military assistance to Ukraine. And they held it up because they want Ukraine to cooperate in the Department of Justice's investigation into how the whole Mueller report started. Mm. So he's trying to normalize this behavior, basically.
Well, they may be focus group testing it and finding that it has worked, because we're going to be hearing from some Trump supporters from Iowa this hour. And they said the same thing. This is how it's done in foreign policy. But quid pro quos in foreign policy are usually about demanding, say, a country improve its human rights record, right? And not about personal political gain.
Right. And you have to remember there's a lot of, you know, fake news, shall we say, spreading around about all of this. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has been out there digging up dirt on Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Also, again, the beginnings of this Mueller investigation. There's a lot of Russian disinformation out there about how all of this started and what, you know, what role Ukraine may have played. For instance, there was this this bit about the Black Ledger. When a Ukrainian president was ousted, they found that he had been making these off-book payments to Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, mm-hmm. as you know, was Trump's campaign manager for a time, and he's in jail as part of the Mueller investigation. So there was, you know, anger in this White House with this president about what role Ukraine may have played.
Look, today we have, as we said, the ambassador to the EU, Sondland, thank you, testifying. Yesterday, we had a career diplomat, Michael McKinley, I've been talking too much today, saying he resigned because the State Department wasn't standing up for career officials such as former Ukraine Ambassador Yovanovitch, whom Trump and Giuliani criticized. What's morale like at the State Department?
I think it's pretty bad. I mean, you know, for instance, some people accused Yovanovitch of playing a role in that Black Ledger story I just told. She actually became ambassador after that was published. And she also, in her own testimony, pushed back at some of the other smears against her. Mike McKinley resigned after a 37-year career at the State Department. And in his pretty powerful testimony yesterday, he said that the State Department has not been supporting the employees who are caught up in this impeachment inquiry, and also appears to be utilizing its ambassadors overseas to advance Trump's domestic political objectives.
Well, today, Mick Mulvaney also, when asked about a diplomat expressing his dismay at political influence over foreign policy, Mulvaney said, "I have news for him. Get over it." They must feel that they have some ground to stand on here. I mean, what do you expect to see happen? We saw the House take a vote, Republicans overwhelmingly joining Democrats in condemning the administration on their move in Syria. What do you expect to see?
Well, a lot of career diplomats have been coming forward and cooperating with the impeachment inquiry, despite the White House and the State Department's attempts to block it. I think you see people who have a proud history of being nonpartisan foreign policy experts and who know Ukraine, who understand Russian disinformation and all of the rest and corruption, trying to give Congress and the American people a pretty clear picture.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent. Thank you.
Thank you.